This is day four of 21 days of positioning and renewing your mind for Kingdom Single Living. And I am Tanika Chambers, the author of the book Single Ready and Waiting, Your Guide to Courtship. So we're going on to day four and we're reading from Romans chapter 12, verse 4. It reads, "Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function." So what does this verse have to do with Kingdom Single Living? Well, a lot. You see, God has placed gifts in all of us, all right? We are all uniquely designed with a specific function. And when we all know what that function is and we operate in it, we indirectly help those around us. So talking about helping, it is also important that you, singles, understand the God-given role and function that God will require of you as a wife, a helpmate, or a husband, okay? And how that relationship works in marriage. So ladies, you know, depending on the husband that God graces you with, the help that you will need to provide for him may vary. So while waiting, it is the best time for you to understand the function or role that God has ordained in his word of how woman is to be a helpmate to their husband, and how husband is to be the priest, prophet, and provider of their home, okay? Sometimes this is not taught to us from our own family, which is why it's so important for us to learn it or find, you know, a couple that we admire and just look at how a wife is to treat a husband, how a husband is to treat his wife, okay? Now, so many singles make the mistake of just thinking about themselves and what someone could do for them in a relationship. We need to think differently. Don't think only about what this man or woman could do for you. Ask yourself, what can I do for him or her? So this is great practice for you single ladies. You know, God says in his word that I am your husband. So we need to treat him as such, right? So practice saying to God, you know, don't keep saying, God, bless me, bless me, bless me. Sometimes you got to say, you know what, God, what can I do for you? Okay? You know, Janet Jackson sang a song, "What have you done for me lately?" Well, could God be saying that right now? He wants you to ask, God, what can I do for you? So when you function in your role, whether that be on the job, at church, and then when you get married, as you function in that role, you are going to help those who are laboring in the kingdom with you, or those who are your co-workers, and of course, your mate. When you stay in your role, it helps them to stay in theirs. I hope you got something out of this today, and stay tuned where I will continue on this same topic on day 5.